You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Hey there, welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clemens, and if you can't tell by the title of this podcast, it is dedicated to geek pop culture. New episodes come out every Wednesday, so if you're new, hey, hello, welcome. Or if you haven't subscribed, you can do that by going over to geekthispodcast.com and choosing one of the options on the right-hand side. I've made it super easy. For those of you who have been here for a while, thank you so much for coming back, checking out the show. I do want to say that Geek This shirts are still available over at our Teespring shop for a little bit longer. Pretty soon, I'm going to be moving to a different company and launching a merch site with even more stuff, you know, bags, mugs, things. I'm going to be improving the designs also. Yeah, let's get on with the show. One of the things I've wanted to do with the podcast for the last 8 months to a year is to dive deeper into different parts of the mythos that makes up pop culture. And I figured, why not do that now? Because we're getting closer to the release of Avengers Infinity War. It just kind of makes sense. So originally, I was going to start this last week, but I wanted to do a little bit more digging and do a little bit more research as to the history of things. So officially, this week, I am starting a mini-series called Road to Infinity War, and that is going to break down some of the lore that we're going to see possibly in Avengers Infinity War at the end of April, and hopefully it'll just kind of inspire you to go back and find these older comic book issues. Some of them are hard to get a hold of. Some of them have been collected into volumes, so hopefully it inspires you to do that. Let's start with the first part of this series, because I'm going to be talking about the Infinity Gauntlet, which has really taken center stage in the trailers, and it is absolutely going to play a huge part in all of the action that we end up seeing through the film. Now, I do want to say I have not seen any of the most recent trailers for Infinity War, so I don't know what else has been shown or anything. So don't spoil it for me. I did not break my one trailer rule a couple weeks ago when I asked about watching the newest trailer. I have no idea what has been shown and what hasn't. All I do know is that the Infinity Gauntlet is probably going to take center stage at some point. All right, let's go ahead and jump in. So while the Infinity Gauntlet appears in 164 issues throughout Marvel's back catalog, the very first appearance was actually a lot more recent than you might realize. The Infinity Gauntlet itself showed up on December 1990 in Silver Surfer Volume 3, issue number 44. That issue was called Epiphany, and it was written by Jim Starlin. Now, Thanos is the first character that we see wearing the gauntlet in the comics and even in the films. He actually created the gauntlet himself, but what's important is to understand that the gauntlet by itself is powerless. It's just a carrier for the Infinity Gems, for the Infinity Stones, as they're called in the MCU. I'm going to actually talk about the gems in the next episode. But you just need to know that when all of the gems are combined, they give the owner the ability to do essentially whatever the heck they want. And there are very few limits. The gauntlet itself has actually been worn by quite a few characters outside of Thanos over the course of his existence in the Marvel comic universe. So I'm going to kind of go through those. This is going to be a shorter episode because really when it comes to the gauntlet, there's not a lot of history surrounding just the gauntlet. It is always very infused with the Infinity Gems. And the Infinity Gems episode is going to be longer. There's more to it. So this is just kind of a primer for that. Okay, so bear with me. I want to run through the majority of the people who have actually worn the gauntlet and a little bit of backstory, if I could find backstory without digging through, you know, dozens of years of comic books. So during the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, Nebula actually wore the Golden Glove for a short time after she stole it from Thanos. Then Adam Warlock wore the gauntlet because he stole it from Nebula. It ended up being destroyed and the gems were scattered by the Living Tribunal because the gems were just too dangerous to be used together. And I'm going to talk more about that in the next episode. Later in this battle against Magus, who is a alter ego of Adam Warlock, an evil version of Adam Warlock, Adam actually reassembled the gauntlet and swapped the reality gem with a fake, which, okay, pun intended, gave Adam the upper hand. Mr. Fantastic secretly gathered the Infinity Gems with the Illuminati and tried willing them out of existence. Unfortunately, that didn't work out so well, so the Illuminati divided them up and hid them. And come to find out, there's actually an interdimensional Council of Reeds. That is actually what it's called, Interdimensional Council of Reeds, which is really just a bunch of Reed Richards who all have their own Infinity Gauntlet. And the only one that doesn't have it is the main universe 616 Reed Richards. He just doesn't want to have one. Iron Man got the gauntlet and stopped the Hood from finding the gems, and not only willed the crime gang back into prison, he also became the first human to use the gauntlet successfully. He tried to get rid of the gems too, but like Reed, he ended up splitting them between the members of the Illuminati. Captain America wielded the gauntlet in order to keep an alternate universe from destroying the 616, which is the main universe we all know and love. Well, that power was so great that it actually destroyed the gauntlet and all of the gems except for the time gem, which actually disappeared and reappeared later. Darkseid, yes, Darkseid from DC, actually got to wear the glove in a Marvel DC crossover event called JLA Avengers. Unfortunately, the gauntlet did not work because its power only works, the gem's power only works in the universe that it was created in. So it didn't do anything. I thought it was kind of cool that somebody that was not a Marvel character got to wear this glove. The Hulk wore the Ultimate Universe's Infinity Gauntlets, yes, plural. They together held a total of 8 gems. There were 4 on each hand, and that was back in Ultimate Comics Ultimates number 25. Now, fortunately for the heroes fighting him, he didn't have all of the gems and didn't have any power, and I also said Ultimate way too many times. In Marvel Digest, there is a story way back when called The Avengers and the Infinity Gauntlet. And Spider-Man actually gets a hold of the glove after it slips off of Thanos' hand, and he ends up setting things right and reverses time. But unfortunately, and as is the story with Spider-Man typically, he ends up being the only person who can actually remember any of that happening. He doesn't get to be the cool Avenger guy that he always wishes he could be. The robot baddie Ultron snagged the gauntlet in Disney XD's Avengers Assemble, and technically, while he didn't wear the glove, he was able to use some of the powers associated with it. He did, however, wear the gauntlet as Ultron Sigma in the Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite video game from 2017. That is pretty cool, and Ultron Sigma looks pretty bad, I'll tell you. Like, in a good way. Like, cool, bad. That makes sense? You know what I'm talking about. Silver Surfer wore the Infinity Gauntlet in What If Volume 2, Issue 49 to save his love interest before it caused him to go bad. He also wore it in the Superhero Squad cartoon series in order to beat Galactus, and I do believe that turned him bad too, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a while since I watched that episode. In the 2015 Secret Wars run, Black Panther takes control of the glove and defeats Dr. Doom, but also goes back in time to warn Reed Richards of what will cause the end of the multiverse. Captain America was voted to be the wearer by the Illuminati at one point in order to keep the pending merger of two universes, the 616 and the Ultimate Universe. The glove actually ended up exploding because there's so much power, and it set up the events that would end up leading to Secret Wars in 2015, like I just talked about. Dr. Doom wore the Infinity Gauntlet a few times, once after a discussion with the Council of Reeds, another time in the video game Marvel Super Heroes, and in a story called What If Dr. Doom Kept the Beyonder's Powers? Dr. Doom tends to get a lot of the really cool powers that he ends up not knowing what to do with. Like, it gets to a point where he's too powerful, so I think it's really interesting that he got to wear the Infinity Gauntlet. Lockjaw, yes, Lockjaw, the big dog from the Inhumans, didn't actually wear the glove with the Infinity Gems. Throg, who is a frogified version of Thor, actually created a dog collar that could hold all six of them, and it was used in the four-part Lockjaw and the Pet Avengers series. I did read that, and that was actually pretty fun. I like Throg. I think it's pretty cool. In Marvel Holiday Spectacular 2009, jolly old Saint Nick, yeah, Santa Claus, found out all of his reindeer were actually Skrulls. So, just like anybody else would do, he went to the Illuminati and said, "Hey, can I borrow the Infinity Gauntlet so I can deliver all of my Christmas presents on time?" And who's going to say no to Santa Claus? You don't want to be put on the naughty list. So they said yes. And Santa Claus went on the naughty list. Yeah, he went bad because it was just too much power. And Namor actually saved the day by throwing a snowball. So, as you can see, the Infinity Gauntlet has had an interesting existence since it debuted in 1990. And we've seen Thanos wearing it in the Infinity War trailer, along with a couple other spots in the MCU. That doesn't mean that somebody else won't get their hand into it. We'll have to see when the movie comes out at the end of the month. I am so excited to see this movie, and I'm sure you are too if you're a fan of the MCU. So that's going to do it for this episode of Geek This. There are going to be two more parts to this series, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can get those as soon as they come out. And again, like I said at the beginning of the episode, you can do that by going over to geekthispodcast.com and choosing one of the options on the right-hand side. Also, the podcast is on Spotify. You can go over there and search for Geek This, and make sure you use the exclamation point that we use in the title. And once it pops up, you recognize the blue cover art, just click the follow button and you'll be able to listen to the podcast on Spotify. Pretty cool. So thanks so much for listening to this episode. I will talk to you in the next one, which is part two of my Road to Infinity War series.